Microscopes and specimen trays sit atop several long rectangular tables in this windowless room at the offices of the Illinois Natural History Survey in Champaign. A row of metal buckets lines the floor. Each bucket brims with what looks like stones. But these are no ordinary stones. This is the sound of something both precious and ancient. These are amber-encased insect fossils, and some of them are perhaps as much as 20 million years old.
Insects are phenomenally diverse. The same was true 20 million years ago. Maybe the public don't realize that because a lot of this work happens behind the closed doors of a museum or a research lab, but we're finding new species all the time.
Dr. Sam Heads is a paleontologist and an entomologist, someone who studies both fossils and insects. Every day, Heads sorts through thousands of pieces of amber, where trapped inside are all sorts of creatures, from mites to flies, wasps, ants, and grasshoppers.
Amber has had an aesthetic appeal for a very long time. The Romans used to value amber higher than gold. So it's captured the imagination of humans for millennia. Not only is it beautiful to look at, but it contains this little world inside of it that is unique.
Heads and his staff made international news when they discovered the fossil of a new genus of the pygmy grasshopper.
As soon as I saw it, I knew it was a new, completely new genus and new species.
Heads slides the now world-famous specimen under a microscope lens.
So I'm looking right now at the wings, which are probably the most significant part of this specimen, the fact that it has wings.
Modern pygmy grasshoppers don't have wings.
But we didn't know when they lost their wings or how they lost their wings. Did they lose their wings all in one fell swoop, or were they slowly reduced over time?
This fossil under Head's microscope seems to settle that mystery.
All of the modern relatives have no wings at all, and so this provided us with a transitional intermediate form between a winged ancestor and a wingless modern descendant.
Head's named the new species Electrotetix attenboroughi. Electrotetix meaning amber grasshopper in Latin. Attenboroughi refers to Head's childhood hero, the natural scientist and TV documentarian Sir David Attenborough. The attenboroughi grasshopper may have been his most dramatic discovery yet, but Head says in this kind of research,
it's fascinating work. Every day, you know, when you find something, there's a very good chance that it's new.
It is also tedious work that requires hours of looking into a microscope, washing, sanding, and polishing the amber. Jared Thomas is the research assistant who is often the first to see what lurks inside the amber.
Every day we go through, we pull out, I just grab a handful. Actually, I try to grab the pieces that are the clearest because it saves a little time looking through. It's easier to wash.
Thomas lines the amber pieces on a paper towel, begins sanding the stone with an emery board type instrument.
Then you just give it a little polish to get this, to get this grime off, and then you rinse it under water a couple times while you're doing that. And then, we put it under the microscope.
You also have something that looks like a dental drill.
Yes, and that's where you attach the various buffing wheels to polish these pieces, and it's operated by a foot pedal, just like the dentist would use. And you can vary the speed quite easily.
Thomas says when they finally do get a good look,
it's like looking in a hall of mirrors, basically, at the fair. You have to twist the amber in your hands, look from the top, look all the way down through the bottom. You know, you can spend anywhere up to 20 minutes per piece just looking through it.
You're standing for hours then looking at these things.
I do both. I can stand, I can sit. It's actually kind of important to rotate through. Otherwise, you can get a kink in your neck, and then that sort of ruins your day. So
I would imagine.
The amber fossils were brought to the Natural History Survey by Milton Sanderson, an entomologist who discovered them on a trip to the Dominican Republic in 1959. Sanderson's specialty was beetles, not fossils, so he could only work on the amber during his spare time. After he retired, the amber sat unexamined for decades. Then Heads showed up in 2009, a postdoctoral student from England, and went on a kind of treasure hunt.
On the day that I found it, I wasn't looking for it. That's always how it works. So,
where exactly did you find it?
We found it under a sink in one of the old collection rooms, so it was in a cupboard under a sink.
Amber is formed through tree resin. Thomas, the research assistant, says what has lasted for millennia probably only took less than a second to entrap one of those insects.
They might just get their feet stuck, for instance, get one or two legs stuck in there, but then a new flow of resin can end up coming down over the top of them, and basically they're done for. They're stuck in there for good.
That's sort of a sad way to die for an insect.
Yes, it is. This is a charismatic little insect that happened to have the misfortune for it, but great fortune for us, of dying in a wonderful pose.
This insect turns out to be a leafhopper who died with its wings spread. Estimated age, 20 million years. Dr. Head says working in this Lilliputian world of insect fossils offers a glimpse of what scientists call deep time.
Most people tend to think of time within a human scale, and so for us 100 years is a long time. But in a geological sense, 100 years is absolutely nothing. In fact, 1,000 years is nothing, and 100,000 years is nothing when you're talking about the evolution of life on Earth.
Head says he's worked on other projects with fossils from Brazil, whose radioactive material show them to be as old as 120 million years. His work has drawn occasional criticism from those who dispute the theory of evolution, believe in a literal interpretation of the creation story in the Bible, and maintain that the Earth is only about 10,000 years old.
I have spent my entire adult life, and a good chunk of my childhood as well, learning about the history of life on Earth. And the more and more I look at it, the more I see the incredible diversity of life and the history of life and the sheer amount of time that has passed.
Heads says he'll leave the theological questions to, well, theologians. But as a scientist, he says there is no denying the wonders of the universe.
Just simply studying the diversity of life and the history of life on the planet is enough to convince me that life is magnificent and there are some amazing natural forces at work.
Though they look at thousands of pieces in a given week, Heads and Thomas say they never tire of looking at Amber. When they buy gifts for their wives, it's usually, you guessed it, jewelry made of amber. I'm Judy Valente, WGLT News.